Hey, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on Thursday, November 14th, 2024. The time is now 7 p.m. Will you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg.
Here.
Ms. Petinici?
Excused.
Ms. Bidomsky?
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chevarella?
Excused.
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Excused.
Mr. Heider?
He will be here shortly.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have five members, so you do have a quorum.
I don't know if I gave you that for the audit. Audit for the file?
Oh.
I'm way ahead.
Additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda?
I have none, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so I have none either. Our public portion, anybody from the public like to speak?
Mayor Gino DiGiovanni, I'm here, 77 H Street.
Gino, hit the button for me, please, so the people hear me.
Okay. Mr. Mayor Gino DiGiovanni, 77 H Street, Derby. I'm here to speak on the agenda. Committee 8.1, thank you. It's up to the board. I can answer any questions, or you want me to speak during that time? It's up to you.
You have to speak now, Gino. If you want.
I'm sorry?
You have to speak now.
Speak now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So I worked on the RFP with the attorney. The commission sent it over to him, and it's going to be in front of the board tonight. So I would urge the board to vote in favor of this so that we could bring this out to the public and get a firm to come back and give us some numbers on it so that we can move it along. There is a deadline on the money that Mary Wielander from the House got us in a grant, a $0 matching grant. So that will expire June 30th, I think, of this coming year, 2025. So time is up the essence. So with that, I just urge the vote in favor of it, and if there's any questions at that time that come up for the RFP, I'll be glad to answer. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anyone else in the public like to speak?
Yes, good evening. Karen Chemises, 25 John Street.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight. I hope everybody's doing well as well. I want to thank whomever cleaned up the spillway up at Wittick Park. As I went by the other day, I noticed that all of the fragmites were gone. I do appreciate the attention paid to that. My second question is, we haven't seen any monthly reports since August on the website. So hopefully that's just summer fatigue and we can get back into putting everything on the website as it should be.
Mr. Garfalo said they are on the website.
I saw January through August. I haven't seen September. Then maybe they went up today because I looked yesterday. Okay. And I will look again.
Okay.
And the third thing that is the passion of mine is the junkyard. I see that you're going to be talking tonight that supposedly you've put together a proposal that hopefully will be beneficial to the city and to the property owner so that we can move forward. My biggest concern is that we don't have junkyards in the city of Derby listed in the zoning regulations. So as this is going forward and being closed upon, the proposal, whatever is being proposed, is going to be spelling out to the tenant what they're going to be receiving. And I hope that it has been defined properly in zoning. There's no metal recycling center. There's no junkyards. None of that is there. So if that can be addressed, I believe that once it goes forward, it has to go before planning and zoning, and possibly it can be worked through. But I would think that you'd want to have everything in place before, not after. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Anybody else on the phone like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? All right, hearing none, public portion is now closed. Move on to number six, approval of minutes. There are none for this meeting. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $1,324.09, dated November 13th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Perrios. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments and boards and commissions. No action. 6.4, mayor update. So we have quite a few things that have been going on. So I want to congratulate Troop 3 Boy Scouts of America in Derby. On the occasion of the 110th anniversary this year, they had a great celebration this past Saturday at St. Mary's Church Hall. It was a pleasure to attend and present them with a proclamation from the city. Veterans Day, I want to thank the John H. Collins Post 24 of the American Legion for conducting the annual Veterans Day ceremony on Monday. It was an honor to be chosen as the guest speaker this year. It was a well-attended gathering on an incredibly beautiful November morning. Thank you all to the veterans for your service to our country. On Tuesday, we celebrated the ribbon cutting and grand opening of the newly renovated Derby Shelton Bridge. It was an honor to welcome Governor Lamont to Derby, and we look forward to the long use of the bridge as a connection with Shelton. The new lighting will be in special added feature once the installation is complete. Last night, I had the pleasure of attending the Housatonic Council Boy Scouts of America Valley Leadership Awards Gala. Our own former state senator and former president of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman Attorney Eugene Skoronski, was honored along with three other worthy recipients. It was a great night filled with remarkable stories and memories of old Derby. This morning, I was pleased to participate in the annual Walk to School Day at Irving School. It was a great celebration of breaking down barriers for all children to receive a safe and equal education. Our Public Works Department also participated in the event. They had a truck there, and the kids were able to go into the truck and view how a driver sees from a bigger truck. So it was a nice experience for them. It was a great day when you see the excitement of our school children in such a meaningful event. Our sister city delegation to visit Derby. It is with great honor that I report that our delegation from our sister city in Italy will be arriving tomorrow evening here in Derby. Congressman and Mayor Francisco Maria Rubino and a delegation of four others will be here for the week to visit our city and the region to reinvigorate our sister city initiative that was started 22 years ago. I would like to invite all citizens to our official ceremony on Monday, November 18th, 2024 at 6 p.m. at the Payton Fieldhouse. Tree lighting, our annual tree lighting and visit with Santa Claus will kick off on the holiday season, will take place on Friday, November 29th. 2024 at 5 p.m. on the Derby Green. We hope you will join us for a fun evening. And then in conclusion, I would just say, as we approach 2024 holiday season, I want to wish each one of you a happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate all the volunteers and staff who keep our city moving forward. Thank you for your service, and we encourage you to make sure that you spend as much time with your families during the final weeks of 2024 as possible. Thank you. Any questions on any of that? It's been a very busy, busy week. Seven committee reports, community relations, there was no action. Property and Development Committee, Amy's not here, so I'll read this. 7.2.1, use of Caroline Street blocks, cobblestones on the south side of Main Street. Move to authorize the use of Caroline Street blocks, cobblestones on the south side of Main Street with the design to be determined and approved at a later date by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Do I have a motion?
So
made by Arthur. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee, no action. New business, 8.1, request for proposals for Sterling Opera House consultant. Move to approve request for proposal specification and process to hire a qualified consultant for the renovation of the Sterling Opera House. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9, old business. Real estate broker for the city of Derby. Move to approve Michael Frascator III of Caldwell Banker Country to Coast Realty of Shelton, Connecticut, as real estate broker for the city of Derby. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jessica. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. All right. Number 10, executive session. I need a motion to go into executive session for A, 2 Factory Street, and B, 273 Olivia Street, and invite Corporation Counsel and Chief of Staff Linda Fusco. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
May I just say for the record, on the first one, the property acquisition, such that a public discussion may materially affect the price, and therefore we're going into executive session. And the second matter is pending litigation.
Okay, so the time is 7:12. We'll note for the record, I'm going to mute the microphone. I'm not going to put the people who are on Zoom in the waiting room. I'm just going to mute the mic and pause the recording. And when it's time to come back, we'll note that. Okay. Recording. Sorry. All right. It's 7:24 p.m. and the board will be coming back into regular session. And for the record, Alderman Heider entered the meeting at 7:15 p.m.
Do I have a motion to come out of his executive session?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session. Discussion of possible action on the following matter. A, 2 Factory Street.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the mayor to enter into the purchase and sale agreement with Mr. Jacobs for 2 Factory Street.
Made a motion by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B, 273 Olivia Street.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the settlement as discussed with Corporation Counsel in executive session.
I made a motion by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 12, Ron.
Motion to adjourn at 7:26.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great job.
Well, you're happy, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor.
Wait, can I just end the meeting? There you go.